Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates here in, why do I keep on forgetting the name of the suburb, Daniel? Birdhaven. It's not Birdhaven. Bluebird.
Burnham, yeah.
Burnham. And you began with a B. I'll learn one day. Daniel, thank you for being with us this afternoon. Hugely appreciated. We're going to touch on that issue of the super spreader event and rage, but not to talk about that event. That, I think, has been spoken to death. But rather, in light of that event, should we be going on holiday with extended family members, given that December's around the corner?
So, Simon, I think the problem with COVID is the fat lady has never sung fully. So unfortunately, we only see the effects of all these happenings afterwards. But my feelings about this issue are as follows. It's not about hotspots or not going away on holiday. It's about personal behavior at each of these places. And what we've really learned from the super spreader events is that, you know, in an environment where there are lots of people together, not doing the basic measures that we've discussed so many times, there will be spread of COVID. Not there may be, there will be under the current situation. And I feel almost equally as passionately that if you go away to the same area, the same hotspot, so to speak, and maintain your own little four amot, as we call it in our culture, and keep your space well ventilated, wear masks when you're exposed to people who are not in your bubble, and sanitize, etc., there's no reason for you to be feeling that you're putting yourself at increased risk. And therefore, one shouldn't feel that because there's been this lesson taught on to our community, that you should extend the lesson to this idea that you're not to go on holiday.
Daniel, so, okay, we hear you, and we all acknowledge that given the year we've been through, we need a holiday for our own sanity, and we're going to take all the precautions. And then we come home with our kids and our youngsters, and our grandparents haven't been anywhere. Should we be isolating ourselves from them for 14 days upon return from our holidays?
Great question. I think this speaks to a much larger discussion, and that is, I mean, even so take that further. And grandparents who can grandparents go on holiday? So I think that anyone who has a comorbidity, and let's call age a comorbidity, although please God, being old is not a sickness, it needs to be take this a little bit more seriously, because the incidence of complications has been as high in people with comorbidities. And the problem with being in an area where there are, for example, less resources, if you get COVID, is that you will have a harder time getting hospital care. Now, that speaking to your points about grandparents at home, there is obviously going to be an increase in risk of anybody who's exposed to different environments moving around. And that's why I feel that families who go on holiday and come back need to be extra stringent with grandparents, for example, when they come back. So, for example, if you come back from holiday and you've been safe, which hopefully you would only be going away on holiday, you may want to see your grandparents, but you will be extra careful at that point to make sure that if grandparents come over, they are outdoors more than 2 meters away. Do not take their masks off for 1 minute because you've been out of your house and you don't know what you've been exposed to. But not to go and throw the baby out of the bathwater and then say, okay, but therefore, because rage happened, I'm not going to go away.
I think that is absolutely crucial. And Daniel, just on a personal note for a minute, I was a little bit shaken by the death of Dawn Lindbergh yesterday, such an important part of Johannesburg's cultural scene. And I was shown a video today of her speaking at the Naledi Awards all of 6 days ago. Healthy as a fiddle, diagnosed, fine. And 5 days later, I mean, this thing is dangerous. This thing is a dangerous, absolutely dangerous, true. Dangerous thing.
And that should be that should almost be an embedded, image in our minds as we go away, to remember that we keep up the guard, but we can still find the balance.
Daniel Israel, thank you so very much for talking to us this afternoon. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And, thank you.
Ciao, Simon.